holding just mamash, we're mamash at the bottom of the Gimel Beis, that last phrase it says, we're talking about the Pasuk in the beginning of Parsha, the Parsha of Paraduma, so the beginning of Parsha's Chukas. So the Pasuk says, V'chol asher yigal al panei asodeh b'chol al cherub v'meis v'etzem adam v'kaver yitmashi v'asimim. So the more it goes through each point in the Pasuk, So it says bechalal ze aver mina chai. Cherub is kachalal. Mace is aver hanechal mina mace. Metzam adam is a revat samus. A mekaver is a kever sasam. That was the last thing we just did. So the case of kever is coming to tell us the loss of kever sasam. So. One of the powers of oil is that oil, we said, expands the tumah with inside of the oil. So if a mace is inside of the oil, everything inside of the oil is tumah. It also prevents the tumah from going above the oil. The oil acts as a blockage that there should be no tumah going above it. But otherwise, the tumah's mace goes up. And it goes down. There's nothing blood. Nothing's stopping it. So if a body is buried on the ground, or something which has a din of tumas oil, a reva batzamas is put on the ground. Any person who will pass above that spot, or go below that spot, will become tamei. Now they take someone, they put him into the ground, and they put him into a kever. So it's not just that there's an area around him that they dug out. So what's the luck in that case? So the case, they used to bury sometimes on the wall. Like, you know, you have the Sanhedrin tombs that they're buried into the wall. They dug into this wall. So there, the body's in there, and then there's this access point where the tumah, so that tumah, that, if there's a pesach tefach above the body, that considers there's an oil there, and that blocks the tumor from going up. That's only if it's there's some point where it's open out, it opens out. But if it's totally closed, so a kever, which is buried in the ground and it's totally closed, that doesn't act like an oil to prevent the tumor from going up. But it actually makes it worse, because the tumor spreads out throughout the whole kever, because there's an opening of a tefach above the mace. So the tumor spreads out throughout the whole area which is dug out. But since it's totally closed, the tumor then goes up and goes down, corresponding to not just where the body is, but to the whole kever. So that's the din of kever cells. Number mar, tumah b'kasev erla, tumah b'kasev yeredes. The tumah breaks through and goes up, the tumah breaks through and goes down, and there's no limit to how far the tumah can go. So an airplane flying above that spot will have a problem of tumah, unless you see the airplane is an oil which blocks the tumor, which we discussed that once.
It's sealed up, right.
Because the airplane is an oil, so it should block the tumor. But the more it says that there's the machloekes, the more whether oil zorik, a moving oil, has a bit of an oil to block tumor. So you've got oil zorik, shmei oil, so the airplane will block the tumor. You've got oil zorik, lashmei oil, so that it won't block the tumor. Next step is something which is the kabel tumah itself doesn't act to block the tumah. So, assuming that the airplane is a kabel tumah, won't necessarily save the people inside. Okay, now, so that's the now. This was all brought. We still didn't finish our thought that we're discussing a scenario of you have an Abram and a mace. So an Aver has to have it in Basr, Gidim, and Atzamas. So we have an Aver min ha-meis. The shear for Basr to create oil is a Kazayas of Basr. So this Aver doesn't have a Kazayas of Basr, because then who cares whether it's an Aver? It has too much oil because of the Kazayas Basr. So it doesn't have a Kazayas Basr. The Atzam is... so then the next... If it has an Atzam Kasara... So now the more. So what would be the case where? So what makes it an aver? It doesn't have a kazayas of buser. It has to buser get him on some. It has one more condition. is that there's enough basar there that had it still been attached to this aver, as it is still been attached to a chai, it would have regenerated. The basar would have regenerated. And there's so little basar there that it could not have regenerated. So then it doesn't have tumas oil of aver. The Mor is bringing machlokes now. Does it have tumas mago masa? Rish Lakish says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says no. So Mor wants to know. Rish Lakish is giving me his source. Even though there's no oil, there is mago masa. So now the darshan the pasuk earlier that b'chalal cheriv it says. So it says b'chalal cheriv b'me. So simply reading the pasuk is like difficult to understand. So, chalal kerev means a dead body which was killed, and amazing, the person who died. So, regards to Hitler's tumas mace, there's no difference how he died. He's dead. So, why is it supposed to have to say, chalal kerev? He was made a corpse through a sword? Or be mace? It's irrelevant. So, the more darshan says, chalal kerev is teaching me a different din. Chalal means that something which was cut off of a chai. That's the first case, an Abram and a chai. Now, so then the Mor says, so what is B'meis teaching me then? Abram in a mace. That Etzem Adam is Rav Atzamis and Kebra is a Kebra Sosim. So this pasuk is already discussing a case of Abram in a Chai and Abram in a mace. So Abram in a Chai, if it doesn't have the Chumra of Abram in a Chai, it's nothing. Abram in a mace, you're starting out with a chai. We have a kid that says, Abram and a chai, if it meets certain criteria, it gets a din like a mace. If it doesn't meet those criteria, Basar and a chai doesn't have a din tumah. There's no din, Basar and a mace has a din tumah. Bones from a chai don't have a din tumah. Bones from a mace have a din tumah. An Abram and a chai, which has Basar, Gidim and Atzamas, and a certain amount of Basar, gets a kiddush of the Pasuk. You know what? It gets a din like a mace. It doesn't have that. It's not. It remains a piece of flesh from a chai, which doesn't have tumah at all. Abram and a mace, you're starting with a mace. So Rish Lakish says there is mago masa. So far we don't know that in the Pasuk yet. So we mentioned Abram and a chai in the Pasuk. We mentioned Abram and a mace in the Pasuk. We mentioned Rabbi Thomas, and we mentioned the din of Kebra Sos. Now. The Mor says that so that's this first pasuk that we darshaned. But there's another pasuk later on that the Torah says you have to be mitayer v'hanegeya be'etzem oy becholol oy be'meisa v'akover. So it's a parallel pasuk that you have to mitar a person who was negeya by etzem, bechalol, by mesu, by cover. So what do you do with that pasuk? So we darshan that kol negeya by etzem ze etzem kaser. So tumas oil requires a roiva of a kav, a quarter of a kav worth of a zonos. Tumas maga, any little piece of bone the size of a barley corn generates tumah, so it's a different shear. So that's what Batson tells me. What is the Bachel over here? Kolgei Batson or Bechalol Begoimer, okay, etc. The end of the pasuk. Batson ze etzem kasera. Now, oy Bechalol ze Abram haneklam in a chai veimber lahalas arucha. So comes this brisa. It says that in a case where you have an Aver which is Nechlam and a Chai, that even though I'm telling you it doesn't have too much oil, if it doesn't have enough Basar, it's not Mafkiyat from a din. It still is a shame since it's Basar Gidim and Atzamas, and there's some Basar there, even though it's not enough to Lahalas Arucha, it does have a din of Tumas Maga. It gets a din of a mace regards to Maga. And again, so what's the case talking about? We already said before, Abram and a mace has tumas oil. Now we're saying it has tumas maga. Well, if it has oil, for sure it has maga. So what must this pasuk be marbe? A case of an eiver which is nechlam and a mace. It was cut off the mace, and it doesn't have enough basar. So even though it doesn't have oil, it has maga. Okay. Then the last case is oiva cover. Amrish lakas zekever shalithnei adibur. That even though a kever of a non-Jew doesn't have tumas oil, according to Reb Shimon, it does have tumas maga and masa. So that's one way to understand what it's being marbe. Before Matan Torah, nobody had in Israel, or it's referring to a kever. The Torah says the parsha that the concept of kever. Maybe that means any mace which dies henceforth, the parsha of tumah is given to them. But whatever was before, I don't know. We remember that as well. Now, so the Gemara,
the idea of tumah. I'm just trying to understand. I mean, tumah has implications for, I don't know, there's an Isra Kohain, this Mikdash, this, you know, Kachim. Before Matan Torah, what would be the implications of Tumah?
No, the question is the person interfacing with that cavern now, after Matan Torah, which the cavern was there from before Matan Torah. Mm-hmm. So maybe since the Tumah were given then, they're not. It's not retroactive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so now the Mora says that Hayevrim and Ames Hechidom. The Brisa says Evrim and Ames. So what's the scenario? Either is be etzim kusara, if it has a bone the size of a kusara, Hanon and Gab etzim. That's already, we already said etzim. Elo the less be etzim kusara. It doesn't have etzim kusara. Lafil hachi rachmona rabbi. The Torah is being marbit, even though it doesn't have the bones are there, but they've been broken so small that none of them is the size of a kusara of a barley corn. So that's the scenario which we're discussing over here, and we have one pasuk which tells me there's tumas oil. This pasuk is telling me there's tumas maga. So what's the difference in the two cases? This is a case of where it has basar lahalas or has enough basar to. Had it been alive, it could regenerate. And here it doesn't have that. And Riachman says it has no tumor at all. And Rishlakir says it has tumor smaga amasa. And that's this price, which says it has tumor smaga amasa. So you see, like, that's Rishlakir says, that's my source, that even though it doesn't have basar karoi, it does have tumor still. Riachman says it doesn't have basar karoi, it has no tumor. So really, it has if the tzumas were ground fine to the point there's not even one etzim kesara, it would not have tumah at all. It doesn't have basar karoi. It doesn't have a kzayis basar. It doesn't have basar karoi. It doesn't have etzim kesara. There's no tumas oil, tumas magar, tumas masa. So the Brice is talking about a case where it has etzim kusara. Then the question was, if so, we already said that Nagab etzim to tell me etzim kusara. So what is this adding? We already said etzim kusara. So the Rebbechon says back, Rebbechon, what does he do? Rebbechon Amalacha. Okay, fine, change the order. Lodom Isbay, it has etzim kusara. We may know in the mago, so there's no kiddush on the pasuk that it has tumas maga, because I already said that. Tanei when you're in the maso, that it's teaching me that the pasuk is called hanageya ba'etzim, so maybe it's only if it's direct maga. Masa is that there was no direct, he didn't touch it. But by carrying it, by moving it, etc., it's considered as if he touched it. Well, how do we know that that's true? So the extra pasuk tells me that not only is this etzim, the etzim, he touches the etzim, he touches the aver, he didn't touch the etzim, the etzim's inside. Also told me, because of the movement that he crossed. So it's being marbled, not only is the etzim have tumas maga, the etzim has tumas masa. That's the girsa which we have. But the Gro has a different girsa. That the oil or the enematame, that the pasuk is teaching me that don't think the same way you're marbit for maga, you're also the marbit for oil. It's stressing that it mentions Esav Kesar again in this pasuk to tell me only here and not somewhere else. The Aver is just another way of repeating Esav, the stress, Negeyab Esav, only Negeyab Esav, not oil. That's the gear so they grow up. Okay. Okay. Zot the rush. The rush is quite back over here. Well, Panea saw this a mile. Al Panea mates. So now the pasuk says, "Mecholosha yiga al Panea saw the mecholcha erva mates." So we discussed earlier in the psukim a scenario: a person comes into an oil. And now we're discussing a person is out al Panea saw that, which means there's no oil around. The mace is out there in the field, so there's no oil. And we're saying the case is that he's being mayel al panei mace, that he's leaning, he hasn't touched the mace, but he's leaned over the mace. So even though there's no oil around them, he is acting as the oil over the mace, and that also generates tumah. The mashma maga shehu ba'avrik, it says al panei hasod. What's the al? Which means it's above, it's on, right? To tell me that al panei hasod is behind the oil. So Fred Rosh Akash, we have different Gemaras which use this phrase al panei hasod for other purposes. So how do you know this halacha with what we're saying over here to teach me that I'm being mile al panei hames? Well, we got the parak behema hamakasha darsh rishma mahikra lahitzi uber shemay isha. If the child dies inside of the mother, there's no din tuma. If somebody would be mile over the child, the mother's lying down, the child is not alive, somebody leans over the mother, he doesn't come tameh. It has to be visible, al panei hasod, out there. And since it's inside the mother still, doesn't have a din of tuma. Rekiba darya shalei, the rabbis, gerlo b'dayfik. So, that's there's the mace, the kever where the person's buried, and then besides, so that they would bury him. According to Shadim, what exactly? Girl and death, I got it. But they would bury him in a coffin. So the upper board. So if they bury him and if they make the coffin out of stone, stone's not makabel tuma. So regards to if they bury him in wood, the wood is makabel tuma. So the wood becomes tame. But stone is not makabel tuma. But there's a possibility of marba. But when it's functioning as the container for the mace, so the cover of it and the dyfik of that, which the supports of it, become get it in tumas. A person will touch that, even though normally stone, which is functioning as an oil, should block the tumah. It doesn't block the tumah. Not only does it not block the tumah, it itself becomes tumah. And a person touches it, becomes tumah. So the darshan some the pasuk the al panei, that which is around the mace, which is the marba the girdle, which is the cover, and dyfik are the side supports.
Would tumah stone make another stone tummy? Because it could go on and on and on until the top.
No, it's just the girdle and the dyfik. Okay. So those that which is the
that's it.
So if anybody would have direct interface with that, it becomes tummy. So how do we make these different drushes? Nira So the Rosh says nearly the Hacha Darsh me al pene from the word al pene. The Hazam Darsh me hasada. So Rishmol is darshing from the word sada. Which is not begolui. So this is from the words alpanei, and that's from the word sada. Okay. Rekiva, the rabbis, that the word sada is alpanei is our drush over here. And what's the word alpanei hasada? That there's something else besides the mace itself, which can be within a tuma, and that's being marba the gal and dafik. So where do you see that in the pasuk? So it was chopped off. It was cut off from where it was supposed to be. So you don't see in the pasuk a requirement of how much basar on it. So that we have a loch of Moshe B'Sinai, that this din of Abram and Achai is only if it has enough basar lahalas arucha. Then it says bachalal cherev. So we learn now the din of cherev arehu kecholo. So with the Torah's marba, that metal which touches the mace gets the same level of tuma. Normally, whenever you have a source of tuma, anything which interfaces with the source of tuma always steps down a level of tuma. If the tuma is an av, that which touches the tuma is a rishon. Tuma is a rishon, that which touches the tuma becomes a sheni. Cherev, metal which touches the mace, doesn't step down and becomes the same level of tuma as the mace. So the kiman loga kerib b'meis nasavi avoy satuma k'meis atzmi. So we mentioned, like we said yesterday, that normally all of the examples that the Torah gives of tumah are called avos tumah, and whatever interfaces with that becomes a rishon tumah. The primary difference, one of the primary differences between an av and a rishon. So some items of tumah are relevant in regards to tahara. We're discussing nevela, you can't be matara nevela. Stick the nevela in the mikvah, it's still tumah. But you could have people which are avos tumah. A zov is an av tumah. A matzara is an av tumah. Eventually he becomes tor. But the shear of tumah for that, an avatuma always is the shear of a human being, which is an avatuma, needs 7 days to become tor. The person who touches the zov, becomes tummy for 1 day. A rishon that never needs a tahara process of 7 days. A person who touches the mace needs a tahara process of 7 days. So the mace is, it means the mace made the person an avatuma. So the mace is called an avi avosatuma. He's an av of an av, because he can generate an av. So a cherev which touches the mace, a metal which touches the mace, also is an avi avosatuma. Well, Adafka Kherb doesn't, it's not only a sword, Elahua then call klimatis, anything which is made out of metal, handoigim bemace, appears for Ben Otam. The Ben Otam learns that the criteria has to be metal, but anything metal. I think there's a child in the post game about that. The Torah delineates six metals: Zov, Kesev, Bedil, Nechoshes, Sephoris, Barzal. Right? What about aluminum? Does it have a dinamatis? Well, alloys, it has, you know, if it's an alloy, which is what has one of those six things in it. But what about, you know, we have other metals nowadays, what status do they have? But the Ritzach me some punti, af klishetav k'mar shafar shakamon bezad Hashem. So that this halacha is not limited only to metal, it's any kli. Not cheres. Klisheta means any kelim, which anything which you make a keli out of, excluding kli cheres, kli etzim, kli avodim, kli adoma, but same with, but wooden kelim basically. Abemeis. So that's the word chalal cheres. Abemeis ze ever nechlem in a mace. The mace shalom it's a fill of cherub. Shenogem a mace b'tama boil. If the cherub which touches the mace b'tama boil, we know the mace b'tama boil. So what is the mace telling me? Even an aver from the mace. Abekaver is a kaver sos. Shein lo psicha pesach b'pesach tef. It doesn't have an opening outwards. Which is the size of a tefach by a tefach. Inside, it has open space, but opening on the outward or upward also. But you know if the opening by the say by the feet or by the head, the sides, there's no opening anywhere but pesach tefach. So the whole mace is really sosum. The whole mace is closed. So the tumah spreads throughout the whole container, and then it's bakas varla. It breaks through and goes up. It goes down, corresponding not to where the body is, but to the whole container. So a person would be mile above this container, even not above where the body is tame. As if the tumah spreads throughout the whole container, and then it breaks through and goes up. But it's only if there's a gap of a tefach above the mace till the cover. If there's no gap, then the tumah in that situation, the tumah breaks through and goes up and goes down only directly above where the body is. That's referred to in the Gemara as tumah ritzutza, like a compressed tumah, which means there's no space. It breaks through and goes upwards and goes downwards, but there's not anything on the side. Nefesh atuma. If you have a nefesh, referring over there to the that which we put over the mace, the mitzvah they would make would be flat on top. It's called nefesh. But it's atuma. Yeah, but the point over here is that not just that it's sealed, that it's like with no space. It's ultimate. It's totally filled. Thank you. And the gabba minat stodim is tor. Meishatuma bakas varlo bakas yeredis. The person would touch it off to the side. So then if he wasn't mile over where the mace is, he wouldn't be tamid. And again, but if there was a space above the tumah of a tefach by tefach by tefach, a cubic tefach, at any point, that's enough to generate the whole thing becomes a keper sasa. Now, the second brisa says, not in a case of oil, but in a case of maga, and discusses etzem, which is no longer a roiva kava batzamas, but only one bone, etc. The last case is kever shlifnei adibur. Omer Yishol is that kever shlifnei adibur. Shekara matan Torah. So it's a kever from somebody who lived before matan Torah. The mean parak aboyavim to Omer Yishol bar Yochai. Kibri avdech avim enam atamim. So the kvorim of goyim don't have tumah. It says vaten soni soni marisi adam atem kriim adam veimus umus arlam kriim adam. And the Torah, when it describes The din of tumah, it says adam. They're not adam.
What are they? They're not. So
it doesn't mean they're not human.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have before the
Rebbeinu Tam says the Yisoid
they come out.
That whenever the Torah uses the difference in the use of the word Adam and the word Ha-Adam. Ha-Adam means mankind. And the Torah uses the word Adam, that's a unique status, a title of greatness called Adam, that's referring to Klal Yisrael. And he says it to answer certain kashas in different Gemaras. There's a sefer. There was a rav in Europe, Rav Ezra Altshuler. He was a rav in the city of Vaynut. Vaynut rav. He wrote a sefer called Takanas Adam, where he went through every single Adam and Ha Adam and all of Tanakh and worked it out according to the Ben Tam what it means. What? Vaynut. V-A-N-U-T. You probably right. Vaynut. Vaynut Rav. Okay. Okay. So, Uparich, the Gemara Yom is asked, Vaksiv, Kol Harig Nefesh, V'chol Negev, V'chol Ol, Tiskato. So, they went out to fight with Midian, and they come back, and Torah says you have to be matar the process of Tahara. Why? You killed Goyim. You just kill Yidden, so where's the tumah according to Shimon Yochai? So, Mishnah Mor gives one answer. Dilma Iktol Chad Mi Yisrael. I have a Gersa Minayu in parentheses and Mi Yisrael in brackets. So, no. So Mark gives one answer that the reason why they had to be metaric is there might have been a Jew which died, and then everybody came to me because of that. But Ravina says, "Nehidim imam metino mitumas oil, deshiv adam kiyamas ba'oil, mimago mimasa mimatino." So Ravina says the meal is Adam ki yomus ba oil. So tumas oil, it says only Adam, but everything else it says mace. He's also a mace. So maga masa he has. Now Zat the Rosh mashma deleted shinuya. The more is mashma that the first teretz the itzuk l'shinuya dilma ikto chadam Yisrael that maybe a Jew was killed. Sever af. The Afi Mago Umasim Matinu. Okay, that there's no, not only is there not Tumas oil, but according to the first half of the Gemara, there's not even Tumas Mago Umasim. So now comes our Gemara. Okay, now we have the kever of Jewish ancestor from a four mountain Torah, he dies. One of the what tumah does he have? He's not a Jew. He didn't become Jew until about the aftermath and terror. And there's no tumah. So a person goes to visit the kever of Avraham Avinu. No oil, no maga, no masa, because he wasn't Jewish. Because they didn't become Jewish until after the Deber. Comes his pastor and says, no, there is tumah. The day it's a kahal of the rabbis, kever shall stand deeper. Davagav the lav yisrael nino. Metamu b'maga, the hachal b'maga ayri l'maga ravino kroa v'lo the oil. So this pasuk is being marred, but there is tumas maga, even though there's no oil. Okay. Now, Feder Rosh Hakasha. There's a Gemara in Chesed at the end of Chesed about him. There's a person named Rabbi Benoah. Rabbi Benoah took upon himself to mark off all of the Kfarim in Eretz Yisrael where they were, that Kahanim should know not to go there and become Tomei. So The Mora says he came to Marsa Machpelah to mark off Marsa Machpelah. Now the issue there wasn't Maga; it's buried down the ground. The issue was oil. Avram oil, from Matan Torah. Rabbanu the Havam at Sinai Marsa Machpelah Perikas is about them. Saber Kerab Bon under Reb Shimon. He held that there is, even a goy has tumas oil. How do I know? The Perikam of the Moed Katan. I mean, an aim at Sinai. In Ella al Kevrish Shematama Boil. The din of Tzion Kevorim, to mark off the Kevorim, to know for Tuma, was a lot, was a halacha for oil. Okay. Ritzvah HaYomer, the Shaper Kriyan Adam, Adam Arishan, of Avram, Adam HaGolam HaNokim. See, even though we have a miyut to say that Adam Atem, to Mimayit Goyim, and but the Gemara says that, Adam Rishon was called Adam. He wasn't Jewish, but he's clearly called Adam. Avraham Avinu, the Mor says that Avraham Avinu was referred to as Adam HaGadol HaBanokim. He was the greatest man of Adam. So he had him inside the Mor of Machpelah. Even Kardam Shimon Bar Yochai, there'd be a din of oil. Okay. That's based on a pasuk. I'm not pulling out the pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshua, it refers to Avram as Adam, and the word says about that he's called Adam because he's Adam HaGadol HaNokim, the greatest one of the giants. Okay, so that's why Rabbi Noah, the Morris simply says that he was, you know, he met the Roman Sora. The Morris' whole story that he met the Roman Sora, and he spoke to them. That they, he wanted to come in, Eliezer didn't want to let him in because who are you to come in? He says, tell Abram that Benoah's here, so Benoah can come in. You know, it's a really wild Gemara. Kishmaka Gemara. Okay. So that's one shot in the Gemara over here. According to that Mandarman the Gemara and Alagravina, we understand what we need to remember, that even though Kiriakim according to Shimon Yochai don't have oil, maga, or masa, but the Kavir Lithania Deber does have maga and masa, not oil. Toysa brings another pshat that a person who was mace lachemat and Torah before the parsha tumas mace was given, because I would think that also is this mayit adam ki yamus ba'oil the parshas of elik. So that's what we need to be marba over here, that maybe the pasuk, whatever you like, Shimon or the Chachamim, but it's Adam ki yamus ba'oil. From this point onwards, any person who will die has the dinim of tumah. What about a person who died already? So that's what we're being marveled. That's such as other pshar. So Shlokas says, so the Morse, what's the case? The case of had etzim kisaro, the case of the aver. If etzim kisaro, I don't need that. That's the case of negeb etzim. So most of the cases doesn't have etzim kisaro. But an aver min ames, it doesn't have etzim kisaro, has tumas maga. Filachi rabbi rachmona, kim nabi aver sholem. So it has basur, not enough basur to be mala rucha, because then it would have tumas oil. So it doesn't have enough basur to be mala rucha. It doesn't have a kazayis basur. It doesn't have an etzim kisaro. And it says there's tumas maga. That's fish logish. Rehon says back, you may know when you're the magal, today you're the masal. Fine. So the Rosh Sarkin, the Rish Lakish, Minolan, the Etzim, Kisura, Matamba, Vimasa. The mission says explicitly that in oil is and over here, that Etzim Kisura has Maga and Masa, not oil. So the positive here says, Valhanogea, Be Etzim. How do you know Masa? Shabirikon has an extra posse. Kardish Lakish, what you don't have a posse for it. So Sarkin, he's not sure how Kadosh Lakish, how we know that Etzim Kisara has mas. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah said that al ela nosim galaya kumaz bashish bashvi besayser as a kaidman ben amas limnas elachi tire who maybe is carbonosa. So how do you read that? Ben amas, when he starts recounting, so he has to go through mimaz ashlishi and shvi with the ashes of the paraduma. The sun sets on day 7. He's tor. He doesn't have too many more. A nozer has to bring karbonos. So when does he start recounting his days of nazirus? Is it ben amatzel limas elachi tahir, comma, and or maybe it's karbonos? But the same way it's saying he has being maaser shishish and shvi. That's not a din nozer. That's a din tumas meis. So. With regards to the halacha, when he starts recounting, he starts recounting when he's tor, and he has to bring karbonos. These things have been said above are mechayev korban, or en amasol limnos until he's matayer and he brings the karbonos. So he bore luhu. How the k'tani achi itar b'shvi koi b'itar b'shvi koi adavin harav shemesh. As soon as the sun sets, the tahara is there. He's totally tore. So he cannot start recounting until he becomes tor. Umani, so who is that going to be? The gross of the gersha should be Rebbe. He says that the karbonos are not ma'akev in regards to starting the recount. So how do you read Achitar Umeber Karbonosov? I mean, the Mishnah is telling me that these tumas make him lose his count, make him become tor, make him bring karbonos. That's all true. But is Achitar, he cannot recount Achitar and maybe as karbonosov, or he cannot start recounting until he becomes tor, comma, and he also has to bring karbonos. So Toshma. The next Mishnah gives us examples of Tumas Meis where Nos is not Megaleach and doesn't bring Karbonos. So, and Mishnah says over here that Tumaskal Umar Meyad. So he starts counting right away, which means Horesha Mayachitara Achieva Karbonosov. Because if the ratio also, he starts counting, he has to go through the tahara process in 7 days just not to bring karbonos. He doesn't lose the earlier days, but he doesn't count the days of tuma. So the Mishnah says as soon as he comes tori, he can start counting more. Well, according to the Rebbe, that's also true. In the first Mishnah also that would be true, but it doesn't, it's only in the safe and not in the ratio. In the ratio achitara achieva karbonos b'moni rabbani damri b'naziris tahara achmini l'chayel. So you bring until you bring the karbonos, the shadow and more, how many karbonos have to bring to become that he starts the recount. Okay.